कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। श्री गौरंग महाप्रभु की हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू राधा गिरधारी मंदिर फॉर द लव फीस्ट प्रोग्राम। एज वी आर वेरी क्लोजली अप्रोचिंग श्री गौर पूर्णिमा, आवर फॉर्च्यून ऑल्सो इज इंक्रीजिंग डे बाय डे बिकॉज ऑफ द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड गौरंगा अपॉन अस। What is the mercy? I don't know whether I told last time, but in 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas, I think I told last time, in 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas, in the last cycle of 4 yugas, in the last Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And that happens to be in this Kali Yuga only. And the previous Dwapar Yuga, Sri Krishna has come. That also is our fortune. So we are very close from the time point of view to the appearance of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And if we miss the opportunity this time, then we'll have to wait for another 999 Divya Yugas, that is 4 Yugas of each Kalpa, to have the fortune of having Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. And what is the fortune? That in 10,000 years from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, it's called as Golden Age. And in that Swarna Yuga, if we take shelter of the Holy Name, very easily we will cross over the cycle of birth and death. And not only cross over the cycle of birth and death, but achieve Krishna Prema. Because cycle of birth and death, many people will cross. Yogis will cross, Gyanis will cross. But Krishna Prem, nobody will receive unless Mahaprabhuji is merciful. So that is our greatest fortune. That's why one has to, it is as a Bengali bhajan which says that one has to meditate on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Something Koroho Vichar, I am not remembering that verse. But it is said that one should actually meditate on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then our life will be successful. So in history, right from Satya Yuga, there are many, many, many stories where we learn that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared in Satya Yuga. In Dwapar Yuga also, many times. If I start telling the stories of all the appearances of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before Kali Yuga, it will take at least 4 hours or 4.5 hours. So today we will speak as many as possible, but we can definitely enumerate. For example, there's a long and beautiful story. Just thinking of that story, Shukadev Goswami fainted. And that was Brahma Sammohan Leela. When Parikshit Maharaj asked, how is it that 1 year the cowherd boys never spoke about killing of Agasur? How is that after 1 year they spoke to their parents about killing of Agasur by Krishna? And the answer was Brahma Sammohan Leela. And when Shukadeva Goswami just thought about it, he went in ecstasy and became unconscious. So how he was woken up? He was woken up because Parikshit Maharaj knew that this personality who is going to be speaking to me can anytime go in ecstasy. So he had kept his drummers and musicians ready. So if that would happen, he would tell him, come on, start beating. So he started beating the drums and he woke up. Immediately he came back to consciousness. So in Brahma Sammohan Leela, the last part of Brahma Sammohan Leela is that Brahma repented and repented and repented and repented, but still not happy. And he went and did tapasya at one place called Antardvipa. It's called Antardvipa because he opened his heart there. And what was his heart? He said, yes, because I am Brahma, because of my position of Brahma, all these problems have started. I became proud and I doubted Krishna, then I stole Krishna's coward boys and coward friends and the calves. So whole root is because of what? Because of my being Brahma. So I want to assure myself that I will never become Brahma again. I need tapasya for that. The topmost positioned man did tapasya not to become topmost man again, to make sure before going. And as a result of that tapasya, who appeared? Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. The very place where he was going to appear in next yuga, at the very spot, he appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, fully grown youth, resplendent with beauty and effulgence. And he assured that, yes, you will become Haridas Thakur. And you will chant the holy name 300,000 times. You will become Namacharya. And you will be born in the Mlecha family, so you will not have any position. From Hindu community you will be condemned, from Muslim community you will be condemned, so you will have no position, which you actually want. But you will become the Namacharya. So that's how in Dwapar Yuga, after Brahma Samohan Leela, Lord Gauranga appeared to Lord Brahma in Antardvipa, that is Navadvip, in the central place, because he opened his heart. And then Brahma was satisfied and Mahaprabhu also disappeared. Another small story is, for Pandavas' sovereign control over the world, they were going to perform a yajna, and Bhimsen was going on one direction. And there I was about to fight with one king called Samudrasen. And Samudrasen was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He thought that great devotee of Lord Krishna is coming to fight with me. So this is a good opportunity for me to invoke Krishna's presence. So he fought with Bhima with such valor that Bhima actually was getting defeated. He was about to finish. And to save him, Sri Krishna appeared. And Bhima didn't know because he was like this. And Bhima was seeing Samudrasen. And suddenly saw the great chivalrous king fighting with all valor, about to defeat him and kill him. Suddenly bowed down on the ground and bowed down and offered dandavats. He thought, see, he finally got scared of me. So he is falling flat. But he was falling flat to Krishna, who was not giving darshan to Bhimsen from behind, but in front to Samudrasen. So there it is said that he turned into Gauranga Mahaprabhu and started dancing. So such are unbelievable appearances of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now the whole seed of this particular incarnation as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, last time we told story of Imlitala. Today we'll tell story about Pilipokar. Pilipokar is a place in Barsana where Radharani had washed her hands of turmeric powder, and the whole pond had become yellow, which is also very unusual, you know. The whole pond had become yellow. That's a long story, we'll not go in that, but now already the pond has become yellow. And Sri Krishna cannot stay in Nandagaon for a long time because of the feeling of separation from Radharani. So very soon after this incident, without knowing what happened there in Barsana, he came. And this particular pond, it was called as Priyakund, was the kund of Vishbhanu Maharaj and very dear to Radharani, so called Priyakund, on her name also. And that used to be on the border of Barsana, so whenever he would go to Barsana, he had to cross. He had to cross and then go to Barsana further. So he, as soon as he came to the pond, he saw it used to be always crystal clear water, transparent water. How it has become yellow? So he was wondering, how it has become yellow? What is the yellow substance? He started asking himself. And when he was asking himself, he started uttering those words by mouth. What is the yellow substance? And enamored by the yellow color of the water, he said, entering in the water. And he entered the water. First he went ankle deep, then knee deep, then waist deep, then chest deep, then neck deep, with a raised hand like this. And a stage came where he entered the water completely. And the question from his mouth was resounding in the whole atmosphere. What is the yellow substance? And finally what happened? Two palms and one peacock feather in between were moving all over the surface of the water. All over the Pili Pokhar, the two palms and one feather was revolving. And looking at this sound, hearing the sound, all the villagers came and they gathered around the whole pond and were wondering, two palms and peacock feather, who is this person? And slowly that person came out. But when he came out, he was golden yellow. His palms were also golden yellow. Then his arms, then his forearms and arms, then chest, everything came out. And everything was totally golden yellow. And the question remained, what is the yellow substance? You know what happened? Krishna had come with cowherd friends also. And they were also wondering what is happening. But they were not expecting what was going to happen is going to happen. They were totally shocked because when Krishna came out, they were going to ask him, what happened? How you turned yellow? But instead he asked them, where is Krishna? Can you imagine? Where is Krishna? So they were wondering, what happened to you? You are Krishna. So no, tell me, where is Krishna? Where is Shyam Sundar? Where is Govinda? Where is Gopal? I want to meet Gopal. So they were wondering, this is identity crisis. He is asking himself, who is he? Where is he? Now they had a bigger problem than that. They thought that Mother Yashoda will question us, that he was all right when he went. And now he is asking, where is Krishna? So what he has eaten in between? Whom did he meet? Anybody did any mantra tantra on him? She will ask so many questions because this kind of situation is unexpected. Krishna is asking, where is Krishna? I want to meet him. So they were totally depressed because they didn't know how to handle this. First of all, he was not accepting that he is Krishna. And then after some time, because they were continuously telling him that he is Krishna, he is Shyam Sundar, he was frustrated himself that these boys don't know where is Krishna. So he left them and they just started following him, but he stopped asking them. And he went to the trees and creepers and started asking them, where is Krishna, where is Shyam Sundar? And then he couldn't get answer, so he asked birds. He asked the Vanya Devatas, Gramya Devatas, all living entities was asking only one question. And he was getting perspiration, he was trembling, his voice was getting choked up. And he was asking, where is Shyam Sundar, where is Shyam Sundar? And no one knew how to solve this problem. No one knew what happened. And no one knew what to do with it. And they were utterly depressed. And what has happened was, because of taking bath in Pili Pokhar, he had become Radha from within. He had adopted the mood of Radharani. In one sense, he became Radha only in the body of Krishna. That means heart had transformed into Radharani. So that Radharani Bhav was asking, where is Shyam Sundar? That hankering for Shyam Sundar developed in him because of the Bhav of Radharani which had entered in him. And Bhav of Radharani means also love, also feelings of love. So he was experiencing that love, and in that love, the highest sentiment of separation he was experiencing. And he was in total ecstasy, and nobody could understand. Nobody, no friend, no Varsanavasi could understand. What is wrong with our Krishna? And you know, that day in the morning he had come somewhere near sunrise. Generally he goes out with cows and herding and meeting Radharani and all. Till evening he was only asking trees, birds, creepers, flowers, fruits, everybody. And nobody knew what to do. And finally in the evening time, he just came back to his original consciousness. He turned blue. And by the time he was extremely exhausted. Extremely exhausted. Then he answered that, yes, I am Krishna. And they were all happy. But he was so exhausted, they didn't know what to do. They just quietly returned home. And Krishna went to sleep. So our dear His Holiness Barsana Swami Maharaj at Barsana in New Vrindavan, he tells the story. He has told this story actually. And he tells the story that this is where Krishna for the first time indirectly indicated that he is going to come in this form next time. At Imlitala he openly told, I will be coming. But this time he just indicated by his activities. So this is the power of Radha Bhav. Even Krishna gets completely overwhelmed, out of his control. He couldn't release himself of that bhav till many, many hours passed. That means the bhav of Radharani is much, much more powerful than Krishna also. That's why it actually defeats Krishna, overwhelms Krishna, overpowers Krishna, and Krishna loses himself as he. He loses himself. And he becomes something else out of his control. So that is a beautiful indication, another one. Then we will narrate about, let me read from verbatim from this book. This book is a fantastic book. All of you should have this book. This is called as Sri Navadvip Mahatmya. And this, what it tells, is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But what it describes is, Lord Nityananda gave Navadvip Dham Parikrama Yatra to Jiva Goswami. And such beautiful stories are there in this. Told himself by Nityananda Mahaprabhu. Lord Balram himself, who came in Nityananda Mahaprabhu. And Jiva Goswami was traveling with him, visiting Navadvip. And he had not seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everywhere, wherever Lord Nityananda took him, Jiva Goswami was simply fainting and rolling in the dust, crying, why I was not there when Mahaprabhu was here? What was my misfortune that I was not there? The same thing happened to Acharya Srinivas when he visited Navadvip. He was only wondering why I was not there. Why I was not there? So in this story, there is something called as Madhyadvipa. There are 9 islands and there is Madhyadvipa. So one time, there are Saptarishis, you have known Saptarishis? In the current Manu's reign, there are 14 Manus. So there are 14 different Manus and 14 different periods of Manu. They are called Manvantara. 71 Divya Yugas is one Manu's period of control. So in current Manu's time span, who are the 7 rishis? Kashyap Muni, Atri Muni, Vasishtha Muni, Vishwamitra Muni, Gautam Muni, Jamadagni, and Bharadwaj Muni. So these 7 rishis were told by their father Brahma to chant Lord Gaura's name. And they were chanting Lord Gauranga's name. And looking at their bhav of chanting Gauranga's name, Brahma was very happy. So Brahma said, I should give them some graduation, you know. So Brahma said, please go. Go to Madhyadvipa of Navadvip Dham. And there you go in Navadvip and chant the glories of Gaura and chant the names of Lord Gauranga and you will easily attain Prema. The next very important statement he made. Whoever gets the mercy of Dham, he gets the association of devotees. Anyway, a lot of mosquitoes are biting here. So whoever serves the Dham, what is the result of serving Dham? Satsanga. You get the association of devotees. And then he says, by worshipping the Lord in the association of devotees, you will become absorbed in Krishna Prema. That is supreme activity. Whoever gets attraction to Navadvip will receive the benediction of living in Braja. That means final goal is Braj only. Living in Navadvip is a route to go to Vrindavan Dham. So whoever will receive attraction for Navadvip means what? Why do we get attracted to Navadvip Dham? Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. So attraction of Navadvip Dham is not different from attraction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we will receive the living in Braja. To live in the spiritual dham and recite the name of Gaura is the only aspiration for devotees. This is Lord Brahma's statement, you can imagine. So the seven rishis took their father's instruction and went to Navadvip. And they performed the Gaur Kirtan. Gauranga, Gauranga. They begged Gaura Prem while singing the Lord's name loudly. O Gaura Hari, please be merciful. Reveal yourself just at once to us. Our life will be futile if we do not get your darshan. Being offenders, we have followed many paths, but now we are taking the path of your devotional service. What is the meaning of that? All the munis were performing the path of yoga, path of another tapasya, or not pure bhakti. But by the mercy of their father, they could come to Navadvip and they could perform something known as bhakti, devotional service. The rishis underwent austerities and got firmly situated in bhakti by worshipping Gauranga. They completely gave up eating and sleeping and simply recited the name of Gaura. Gaura, Gaura! Loudly, Gaura, Gaura! And then, on one fine day, at around noon time, Madhyanna, the all-merciful Lord Gauranga appeared before the rishis in Madhyadvipa. This is not during Gauranga Mahaprabhu's time, please understand. This is in Satya Yuga. When they appeared as sons of Lord Rama. And then we should now hear very attentively the description of Brahma, Lord Gauranga's appearance. The Lord was as brilliant as hundred suns. He attracted the minds of all the yogis. He appeared with Pancha Tattva. How extraordinary was that form. His form had beautiful golden hue. Around his neck was garland of flowers. His glittering ornaments illuminated all the directions. His glance was beautiful. His hair were long and curled. A dot of sandalwood decorated his forehead. He wore threefold cloth, a shining thread, and his neck was decorated with beautiful jasmine garland. Seeing this form, the rishis were enchanted. They humbly petitioned, "We surrender at your lotus feet, my Lord. Please give us bhakti. Please give us prema." Hearing rishis pray, Lord Gaurahari said, "Listen, rishis, give up all desires, the chains of jnana and karma." See, what is the most important Gauranga Mahaprabhu's instruction is, do not get entangled in karma kanda and vairagya or jnana kanda. It is futile to get some petty fruits of the karma or to work hard for only liberation. That is a business of jnana yogis. Do not waste your time in achieving jnana and achieving some fruits of your karma. Just give up all these things. Just discuss topics about Krishna. The highest of all pleasing activities to the Lord is to talk about Him, is to talk about His name, is to talk about His stories, is to talk about His form, to talk about His dham and activities. I will unfold my Leela within a short time in Navadvip. Then you will see me and my pastimes of Nama Sankirtan. But for now, keep this secret and worship Krishna at Kumarahatta, at the ghat made by you only. So the seven rishis are now further guided by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Kumarahatta. And there they remained. And it is explained that anybody who goes to Madhyadvipa and chants name of Gaura, he doesn't have to do any austerities, any rules and regulations. He will simply, by chanting name of Gaura, will attain Krishna Prema. So this is also one other incidence. Right in the place where he was going to perform pastimes, he appeared much before Kali Yuga started. Then, there's a place called Koladvipa. I'm sure you must have gone there. Today it is called as Navadvip Township in the local language. Navadvip is still 9 islands. But this place is locally, geographically called as Navadvip now. But actually it is Koladvipa, one of the 9 dvipas. And in Satya Yuga, there was a person called Vasudev. And Vasudev was an ardent devotee of Varahadev. And he resided over there. And there's a big, huge mountain there. And there he resided on the mountain. He worshipped Varadev. He worshipped his form. He prayed. He chanted his glories. And he would offer flowers and worship to Varahadev. And sometimes in ecstasy, rolled in the dust, chanting the name of Lord Varaha. Now it's very unusual, right? Somebody chanting the name of Varahadev or Kurmadev or Matsyadev. It's absurd for us sometimes. But we should know that when Varahadev comes, all his devotees come down to perform pastime with him. When Matsyadev, Matsyavatar comes, all the devotees, Samudrakanyas, everybody is there. When Kurmavatar comes, all the devotees of Kurmavatar, and for them, Kurma is the only goal of life, nothing else. So this was a devotee like that. He would roll in dust in ecstasy by chanting the name of Varahadev. And he was saying, when will I be delivered, and when will I get darshan of you, my Lord? Please give me your darshan, otherwise my life will be wasted. Now see what happened. He worshipped the form of Varaha. He prayed, please be merciful and appear before me. Let my eyes and life be successful. If my Lord does not show me himself, my life is worthless. So very soon, responding to his ardent devotion, Varahadev appeared to him in the form of a boar. His body was decorated with ornaments. His feet, neck, nostrils, face, eyes were all attractive. For us, it is difficult to believe this. But when Lord comes as Varahadev, he is as beautiful as Krishna also. Of course, we love Krishna because he is like us, two arms. But Varahadev also is very beautiful. That particular mouth of boar which goes in the dirt is also very attractive. Seeing him, the Brahmana thought himself very fortunate. He fell on the earth and offered respects. Crying and confused, he rolled in the ground. Seeing the vipras, that is Brahmana's condition, Varahadev sweetly said, "Oh my dear Vasudev, you are my devotee. I am satisfied by your worship. When Kali Yuga comes, I will display my pastimes. In this very place, hear my words. In these three worlds, there is no comparison to Navadvip. Though it is hidden now, it is my very dear abode. The scriptures confirm that all the holy places such as Brahmavarta reside in this place." Anybody knows what is Brahmavarta by any chance? Brahmavarta is Uttar Pradesh. The place where Brahma performed sacrifice. I appear to kill Hiranyaksha with my tusk. That means the place where actually he appeared, where he was worshipping him, the devotee Vasudev, was the place where Brahma had performed tapasya. So it is also known as Brahmagiri in Koladvipa. This holy place is present here and I have appeared now here. By serving Navadvip, all tirthas will be served. And by living in Navadvip, the fruit of living at all the other tirthas is attained, simply by living there. You are fortunate to serve me in Navadvipa. When I will advent as Gauranga, you will be born here again. And you will see my Mahanam Sankirtan and the astounding form of mine as Lord Gauranga. You know who he became? He became Sadananda Vipra. And Sadananda Vipra already knew by his past memory. And when he appeared as Sadananda Vipra at Mahaprabhu Chaitanya's time, he was right there when Mahaprabhu took appearance. And he knew everything, but he was told to keep quiet. So he witnessed the appearance of Lord Mahaprabhu and was in total ecstasy knowing that he is my Varaha Lord, my Lord Varaha. But because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, he could not speak to anybody. After speaking this word, Varaha disappeared. And the Vipra, Vasudev Vipra, he researched the meaning of Lord's words, being a great Pandit himself. You know, he researched. For Lord told him that his incarnation is mentioned in all the scriptures, but in a hidden way, in an indirect way, not in a very manifested way. So he intelligently researched through all scriptures and found out lots of references where Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's future appearance is mentioned. So sages, this sage kept his secret, but they indicated the hint that intelligent men could understand. That means the sages who wrote all the scriptures indirectly, purposely, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire was to keep his incarnation as Channa Avatar, as hidden avatar, because this was the highest glory of human life, would be manifested, would be achieved when Lord comes as Gauranga. That's why Lord's desire was to keep it concealed. That's why even sages wrote something about it in a very indirectly code language, which only intelligent devotees will understand. So he read all the scriptures and he could understand. After the Lord manifested his pastimes on earth, the scriptural evidences would also become very clear. Thus the Brahman received the hint about secret truths about Lord Gauranga. With great bliss the Brahman performed Sankirtan. He constantly sang the name of Gaura. Gaura, Gaura! After seeing the mountain of the Lord Varaha Dev appearance, he named the mountain as Koladvipa. Kolam is Varaha. So he named the mountain itself as Koladvipa, knowing that the Lord was as big as mountain, appeared on this mountain. And also this same mountain is understood as Giri Govardhana Vrindavan, which appeared in Navadvip as Koladvipa, as a Kola mountain. So this is another story. Next story, how the Lord appeared, is Jayadev Goswami. Now Jayadev Goswami's story is fantastic. Will not go in great details of that, but suffice to know Jayadev Goswami, before he became Goswami, was a brahmachari. He was in Jagannath Puri, staying in a hut, and another Brahman was always worshipping Lord Jagannath to get his daughter married to a suitable devotee. So Lord Jagannath appeared in both their dreams. So Jayadev is told, tomorrow one Brahman will come, he marry his daughter. And Jayadev is arguing in the dream, I came to become sannyasi over here. He said, no, my desire is to you to get married and you will be happy and you will be blissful. And to Brahman's dream he came and told, one brahmachari has come to Jagannath Puri. His name is Jayadev. Go and meet him and offer your daughter to him in my wedding. So then Lord desire. So next day the Brahman came, his daughter, and he accepted as wife and married. And then Lord Jagannath told him, appear again, and told him to go to Navadvip and stay in Champahati, where our Champaklata Devi, Krishna's Radharani's friend, she would grow champa flowers and offer to Krishna. So her forest was called Champahati. And now it is called Champahati because first it was called Champakvan. But then people started selling those champa and it became marketplace. So it became Champahati. So there Jayadev went and started staying with Padmavati, his wife, in a small hut. And he had beautiful deities of Radha Madhav. And he served them with so much of awe and reverence, with champa flowers and garlands and ornaments made by champa flower. And one day, Lord Gauranga appeared to him to respond to his devotion. And he said, I am very, very pleased with your love and devotion. And that beautiful golden form appeared to Jayadev Goswami. And then he said, I'm so happy with you. I promise you that your Geet Govind will be most and most and most dear to me. But right now, you please go to Jagannath Puri and recite your Geet Govinda for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath will be very pleased with you. And every day he will hear. When is this happening? It's happening in the 8th century. Is that right? 6th or 8th century. Much, around 600 years before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave darshan to Jayadev right in Champahati. So Jayadev was very upset. He thought, what wrong I have done, that Lord is asking me to leave Navadvipa and go away. So he cried, he fainted, he got up and he said, my Lord, please forgive me if I have committed any offense, but do not let me go out of Navadvip, because I am so blissful in living in Navadvip. And now after seeing you, who is the actual Lord of Navadvip, the Lord told him, I am going to come, where is, after so many hundreds of years, I will appear in the same place and perform my Nam Sankirtan Leela. So he said, why do you want to leave this place? I'm so attached and blissful. He said, no, I am not different from Lord Jagannath. Right now you go and please Lord Jagannath and you hear, make him hear your Geet Govinda. He will be very, very happy. And then you will leave your body in Jagannath Puri, you will attain Navadvip and live here eternally. So when I will come in Kali Yuga of Vaivasvata Manu, in 28th Kali Yuga, after Dwapar Yuga, you will be there in invisible form. And you will be eternally living over here, and you will eternally witness my wonderful loving pastimes of Nama Sankirtan. So then the Lord disappeared. Jayadev fainted a long time with his wife, then got up, and as per Lord Chaitanya's instruction, meditating on the beautiful golden form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just constantly gazing behind, he walked ahead, and finally left Navadvip and went to Jagannath Puri, and he lived there. And as per the promise, Jagannath loved Gita Govinda, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Kali Yuga, he also loved Gita Govinda like anything. That is the glory of Jayadev also, that he wrote such a scripture by the mercy of the Lord, that the Lord himself, today also Lord Jagannath, wears a cloth called Gita Govinda Khandua on his head as a turban, and the cloth has got imprinted upon it the Odia words of Gita Govinda. Shlokas are printed on that cloth, on the silk cloth, and every single day he wears different cloth like that. And when he is wearing that cloth at 11:30 in the night in Bodoshringar Vaish, there is a family, traditionally they sing Gita Govinda. Of course, it's a long story how that family came up, but anyways, today also Lord Jagannath is hearing Gita Govinda from the same family from whom he had heard one time, running in the garden, leaving his altar. That girl's Vamsha is still today singing Gita Govinda. And that Gita Govinda was written by Jayadev. To that Jayadev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared in Champati. The next story is the story of Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra, while he was in Vanvas, he also came to a place called Mamagachi. Mamagachi is Modadruma Dvipa. One of the nine dvipas is Modadruma Dvipa. Moda means happiness, Druma means tree, and Dvipa means island. So there was a big banyan tree, which was called as Modadruma, the tree of happiness. And Lord Ramachandra was residing under that tree in a hut with Sita. And one day he was sitting under the tree and smiling. So you know, even if I go home and I sometimes smile looking in the window, my wife will ask, why are you smiling? What happened? Let me also know. Several curiosity is there always. So Sita Devi was very curious, and she asked Lord Ram, my dear Lord, why are you smiling? Let me know the reason behind it. So the Lord said, this very place, we are in Treta Yuga, but in this very place I am going to appear in Kali Yuga as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and I will dance in ecstasy chanting the holy name of my own, and I will become mad in love for you, remembering you. I will become in ecstasy and I will dance with love for you, feeling that your love for me also, and I will faint regularly. And then he said, at one point of time I will inundate the whole Navadvip with the love for Godhead, and then I will leave Navadvip, and then all Navadvip Vasis will drown in a pain of separation, ecstasy of separation. I will leave you, you will come as Vishnu Priya, you will marry me, and I will leave you at the tender age of 16, and I will take sannyas, I will accept danda and kamandalu, and then again I will dance and chant all over the world. So till the half part of story she was happy. But when he told that I will leave you and go, he said, why my Lord, why you will leave me? Why should we be like this? What is the need? We can stay together and perform. Now also we are wandering in the forest, but we are together. How can you be so cruel that you are telling me now only that you will come with me and you will ditch me and go away? And there Lord Gauranga, Lord Ramachandra, under the beautiful tree of Modadruma, he explained the secret of Swakiya Ras and Vipralamba. samyoga and viraha bhav. He said, I will teach the world and I will give the world the experience of Navadvip people. I will tell them, I will show them the experience of what is Vipralamba. And then he goes on explaining to Sita Devi. He said that when you meet me, you have one kind of pleasure. In Vrindavan also it is explained that when Krishna was there, Krishna was one and there were so many devotees. At times he multiplied, like Rasa Leela or some occasions. But most of the times he was one and there were millions of devotees. And that was one kind of pleasure. But when he left Vrindavan Dham, what happened? In Bhava Rupa, he entered the heart of every devotee of Vrindavan. And he was with each and every devotee of Vrindavan in the most intense form. That means the ecstasy that they experienced when they were with him physically was actually insignificant compared to the ecstasy that they experienced when he went away and entered their heart as Bhava Rupa. So all this explanation he gave Sita Devi, that actually speaking you feel that I will leave you and put you in the ocean of sorrow, but actually you will be experiencing my presence in the deep, intense atmosphere in the heart. So I will give them pleasure of being with me for 24 years in the first part of my Leela, and the remaining 24 years of my Leela, I will enter in their hearts in Bhava and drown them in ecstasy. Externally they will be appearing to be crying, but internally they will be in ecstasy. And I will reveal the secret of Vipralamba Bhava only in that incarnation. But to a certain extent, even Lord Ram appeared, exhibited his Aishwarya, but he also left Ayodhya at a particular moment of time and gave the ecstatic experience to all the Ayodhya Vasis. And Krishna also left Vrindavan after some time and drowned the Vrindavan Vasis in the ecstasy of Vipralamba. And the same thing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. 24 years he stayed in Vrindavan, in Navadvip Dham, and in the name of sannyas, he inundated Navadvip Dham in the ecstasy of separation. Such are the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, amazingly, although he appears in 1,000, the last Kali Yuga of 1,000 Yuga cycles, Divya Yuga, Kalpa, but when he comes, he delivers everybody on the planet. Whichever form of life he is in, all those living entities go back to Godhead. How? There is one devotee called Vasudev Datta. And this Vasudev Datta, also Mamagachi, same place, Mudadrumo Dipa. He appeared there. And he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day in seclusion. He was crying and crying and crying. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why are you crying? Please tell me. And he couldn't speak for a long time. But he finally could speak after some time. And he said, my Lord, I see that every living entity in this material world is suffering due to the karmas that they have accumulated. And there are so many karmas that the life just goes on suffering and suffering and suffering only. And I just cannot bear to see suffering of anybody. And I see everybody is suffering. So he said, then why are you crying? I understand. What is your desire? He said, my desire is only one. Please fulfill my desire, my Lord. My desire is that I will take the karma of every single living entity in this material world and I will suffer the reaction for that, those karmas. And being freed from those karmas, because I will take them, they will go back to Godhead. Please make arrangement that they will all go back to Godhead. Give them your love. Relieve them of the karmas. Give the karmas to me, because karmas can't be just given up. Somebody has to suffer. I will suffer for them. And give them love and take them back to Godhead. Now, this is not a poetry. Huh? How the boyfriend tells, I will bring moon for you. I will bring stars for you. You know, it's only poetry. Then she will say, please bring 1 liter of cow milk before you get the moon. So it is not like that. Vasudev Datta meant what he said. And it is very difficult to also believe and to understand how somebody can think of taking everybody's karma. I can't even take one person's karma if at all I have to. Because I won't be able to bear it. You know, one time one devotee asked His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, "Ki Maharaj, you are accepting so many disciples and everybody's karma is upon you. I feel like sharing your karma and reducing your burden." I mean, genuinely he was asking. But he didn't know exactly what does it mean to say like that. "I feel so sad that, you know, hundreds upon hundred devotees are taking diksha from you, and I understand you are supposed to take karma and suffer for their karma accumulated and then keep suffering future also. Whatever they do wrong, you also have to share the karma. So I want to share and help you." So you know what reply was given to him? He said, "If at all you take karma, you will die on the spot." You will die on the spot. Forget about bearing the result of the karma. He said, "Karma will come upon you and you will die." So we can understand ki what kind of spiritual strength is there in the spiritual masters, and how much pain they undergo, and how much withstanding power is there in them. They are not dying after diksha. They fall sick, but they don't appear to be giving up their life. That means what kind of spiritual potency the spiritual masters must be having to just take the karmas. And Vasudeva Datta is talking about not only his disciples' karma. He's talking about everybody's karma. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, who is the Lord himself, who can take everybody's karma, who was overwhelmed by this compassion of Vasudeva Datta. And he told Vasudeva Datta, "Ki you are Prahlad, none other than Prahlad. And I am so impressed and so overwhelmed by the genuine compassion that you really mean what you say. You are not just talking for the sake of talking to impress me in a poetic way. You mean. So I grant you the benediction that all the living entities will be relieved of all their karmas, and you don't have to take it also. You also will come back to Godhead with me, with them, and they also will go back to Godhead, and I will just nullify and delete everybody's all karmas because you desired it." You can imagine, by sincere desire of one devotee, he didn't have to take the karma of everybody, but he sincerely, genuinely, from his heart, desired to actually take the karmas of everybody and deliver them back to Godhead. The Lord was so impressed, "You don't need to take, I will relieve them. And you also come back with me." That is why, by the mercy of Vasudeva Datta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered every living entity who was that time existing in the universe. Every living entity, each and every corner of the world, in every form of life. How many atmas were there that time? All of them went back to Godhead. Not just went back to Godhead, with love of Godhead, they went back to God. That's why we cannot fathom the mercy of Mahaprabhu. And more than Mahaprabhu, the mercy of his devotees, we cannot understand. How can somebody desire like this? But it was possible. By Mahaprabhu's existence, the devotees that gathered around him had that kind of compassion. And another unique thing about Mahaprabhu's incarnation is that, as I told you, when Matsya Avatar comes, all Matsya entourage comes. When Kurma Avatar comes, all the entourage comes. When Varaha Avatar comes, his entourage comes. And they go back when that incarnation is over. They are always with them. In Varaha Loka, Matsya Loka, Kurma Loka, they all are residing with him, and he is in the Kurma form, and everybody worshipping them in Kurma form. It's not like two-armed Krishna playing flute. He's always in Kurma form. And they are simply enamored by that form, and they are dedicated, and they always are there. So when Krishna comes, his devotees come. When Lord Ramchandra comes, all Jambuvanta and Angada and Hanumanji, and all of them come. But when Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes, all the devotees of all the incarnations of God, all of them come together. Why is that? Because even to all those devotees of all the incarnations of God, Gauranga's form is very unique and attractive. And Gauranga's merciful pastimes are very attractive to them. So even though they're attached to Lord of their own choice, they still come down all together. That is why Hanumanji also was there in the form of Murari Gupta. Prahlad also was there in the form of Vasudeva Datta. Narad Muni came as Srivast Thakur. And you just go on, there's one book called Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, where who was who is all explained. Uniquely explained. Even Arjuna came as Ramananda Roy. Vrishabhanu Maharaj came, Radharani's father, as Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Radharani herself came as Gadadhar Pandit. And so forth. And how was that manifested? That who all had come in Mahaprakash Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Shat Prahari Leela, that means 7 hours into, Shat Prahari means 7 praharas. One day is about 8 praharas. One prahar is 3 hours. So Shat Prahari means 7 to 3, 21 hours. That pastime took place. Every other time he was saying, Vishnu, 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 I am not Krishna. Why are you calling me Krishna? This is painful to me to hear that I am Krishna. He used to close his eyes and say, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. But that time, he opened his identity. And he manifested his being Lord. And how he manifested? He manifested to individuals as their Ishtadev. He manifested Ram's form to Murari Gupta, who was Hanuman. He manifested different forms to different people. Look, 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 Murari, you are Hanuman. The tail is coming out of your back. And look here, I'm your Lord Ram. And suddenly Mahaprabhu turned into Lord Ram, Sita and Lakshman. And Murari turned into Hanuman and went in ecstasy and fell unconscious. So like that, for 7 hours, Lord showed different forms to different devotees of the Lord, the same Lord. To tell everybody that I am the same personality. You may worship me as Varaha, but I am the same person who has come as Gauranga now. This is the speciality of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That he attracted each and every devotee of each and every incarnation of the Lord. And they all stayed together and performed common Leela along with Mahaprabhu. Although they had experience or taste of different Leelas of the Lord uniquely. Like Prahlad Maharaj would always worship Narasimhadev. So he had a unique rasa of ferocious Lord. And he was worshipping that Lord. But now he is in front of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is filled with love and ecstasy. So this is the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why Mahaprabhu's Leela are indescribable. How much mercy is stored in the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, we cannot imagine. That's why when we read Chaitanya Charitamrut, I can tell you honestly, it is simply ecstasy, nothing else. The end of Bhagavad Gita is when you are expected to surrender. And how we understand that, anybody understands Gita or not, whether it's surrendered to Lord or not. That means he's understood Gita. Karishye vacharam tava, nashta moho putir ladbha. I will become a devotee and I will do whatever you want me to do. Karishye vacharam tava. That is Bhagavad Gita. And all such surrendered devotees, their story is in Bhagavatam. And what is the culmination of Bhagavatam? That they develop love. So surrender to love, this journey in the form of many, many devotees is Srimad Bhagavatam. And all those devotees who have developed love for Krishna, their story is there in Chaitanya Charitam. How do they behave? What did they do? How did Lord respond to them in the form of their loving interactions? How did Lord respond to them? All that beautiful pastimes and interactions only of love, love and love is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So if you want to know really the heart of the Lord and how does Lord feel when he meets his devotee, read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then you will know exactly what Lord feels when he meets his devotee and exactly what he does when he meets his devotees. And in 9 islands made and divided by many tributaries of Ganga, the Lord performed his pastimes for 48 years, for 24 years. And then 6 years, the Lord traveled in South India, distributing the holy name in the name of searching for his brother. And the last 18 years, he stayed in Jagannath Puri. And the first 6 years of Jagannath Puri, he was publicly appearing. He was in appearing for all festivals, like Dhola Yatra, Ratha Yatra, and Oran Chashti, and you name them. All of them, he was in public. Celebrating. But the remaining last 12 years of his life, he was simply in one room, a small room, which you can't imagine how small that was. And in that room, he was simply ecstasy, experiencing ecstasy in the core of his heart of the love of Radharani, which she had for Krishna. He was relishing for that, for which he had appeared, to understand that he had appeared. And that he experienced for 12 years. And in Antalila, when you read, you'll understand what is actually the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the heart? That heart is Radha. And that he has taken himself, into himself. And is uniquely experiencing the love of Radha for himself while taking Radha Bhav within himself. It's very difficult to understand in one sense. So, in one sense, so complicated. But when you understand the language of love, it becomes very simple to understand. Language of love is a different language altogether. It's not language of karma. It's not language of knowledge. It's not language of yoga. It was not any other yoga. No language can understand what is the language of love. Only lovers can understand the language of love. And that highest need of the soul, that is love, is manifested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And is, what is his beauty, what is his glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That highest achievement of human life, that is Krishna Prem, actually most rare thing, in one sense most difficult thing, he has made it extremely easy. Extremely easy he has made it by giving us the holy name. And by that holy name, what happened? The most difficult thing of all the yugas, of all the yuga dharmas, is made available easy. And that too is the essence of the spiritual world which he brings within himself. And no other incarnation up till now has such kind of open manifestation of that inner secret of Golok Vrindavan being given to all living entities of the material world without seeing the qualification, without seeing the place. That is the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is inconceivable, unachievable, inconceivable, ununderstandable, most difficult to comprehend, that he has made it very easily available to each and everybody like all of us. That is why this period from 1486, the next 10,000 years, is very important that we have taken birth in. Because we do not know how concessional life we are living. How easy everything is for us. Only people who are not in this yuga now, who are like demigods, or people are living in previous ages, they are worshipping Kali Yuga for the same reason. Because why they worship Kali Yuga, which is ocean of faults? Kaler Doshe Nider Rajan. Because they know Asti Yoka Mahaguna. There is a great quality in this Kali Yuga. Lord Mahaprabhu is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there in this material world, who has made this Kali Yuga existence of suffering very, very blissful. Huh? Very, very blissful he has made. Very, very blissful he has made. And he has made the pathway of achieving Godhead very simple. Burning all the karmas, which is so difficult in the other ages, very simple. Everything that is most difficult to imagine, very simple. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why as we are approaching Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance day, we have to prepare our consciousness to receive what he is giving. Sometimes what happens, you know, we are supposed to get 100 liters of cow A2 milk and we carry a cup with us of 150 ml. And who is at fault? Not the giver of 100 liters of milk. The carrier of one cup is a foolish person or an unlucky person. So preparing for Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance means preparing to carry a 100 liter pot and get everything what he is giving, and not lose anything, whatever he is giving. Well, he is not giving with conditions. No conditions apply. No asterisks there. You just go and take it. But you have to have patra with you to accommodate, to take. You should have some power to take. Mahaprabhu's incarnation is not expecting anything from you. Mahaprabhu's incarnation is only giving and giving and giving. And you take and you take and take. Without qualification, you just go on taking. So I'll end by telling last story. A very nice story, and it is told by Jagadananda Pandit. in his book called Prema Vivarta. He tells a story in his book that Mahaprabhu was Gauranga, was coming from his school at the banks of Ganga, from the school of Gangadas Pandit. He was coming with his friends, and suddenly he sees that there are many coward boys at the bank of Ganga, and many cows are standing at the bank of Ganga, and they all are they're making sound and refusing to go in the water. They all are thirsty. They want to go to water. When the coward boys are pushing them to go to water, they are not going to water. They're simply making unusual sound. So all the coward boys are puzzled. What's happening and what to do now? And there comes Gauranga. And they approach Gauranga and said, our cows are making unusual behavior. They are not going to water. Maybe something is wrong in the water. So soon they realized that there was a magarmach, that is crocodile, in the water. And the crocodile was sensed by cows much easily than human beings. You know, animals are having a lot of sensual power. Like tigers can see what we cannot see. Dogs can smell what we cannot smell. Other animals can hear what we cannot hear. So like that, the cows were sensing there is some dangerous animal in the water. So Mahaprabhu went and saw there was a crocodile in the water. And Mahaprabhu said, start Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They started dancing in ecstasy, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And you know what happened? The crocodile just whirled in the water like crazy, you know, in ecstasy, and just suddenly came out of water and touched the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. And they were all surprised because they were scared that the crocodile is coming out of water. But the crocodile was in ecstasy and it jumped out of water, swirling in the ground, in the water, and touched the feet of Mahaprabhu. As soon as the crocodile touched the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he turned into a beautiful boy, 5-year-old boy, the demigod boy, very effulgent boy. So Mahaprabhu said, who are you? So the boy said, I am a son of a demigod from Indraloka. And as a baby boy, I was very naughty. And one time, I came across a rishi who was sleeping. He had long jata and he was sleeping. So I felt quite funny. So I cut his jata. I cut his jata. And when the sage woke up, he cursed me. Yeah, you become crocodile. And who was that sage? Durvasa Muni. If at all you have to have fun with, you came across Durvasa Muni to have fun with, my God. So I got cursed to become crocodile. And then I was very, very repentful. I was very crying as a baby. Please forgive me. I was very naughty and I was trying to have some fun. Please forgive me. So, okay, as you have become repentant, I will also give benediction to you. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear in Navadvip, and when you will touch his feet, you will get delivered. So from many, many yugas, he was lying in the water of Ganga, living in the body of a crocodile. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya came in the bank of Ganga and he was delivered. And when this discussion was going on, suddenly two parents appeared from the sky in the flight, in the aeroplane. And they landed on the ground and said, hey, you naughty boy, where were you? We are searching for you everywhere. Come on, come home now. They put him on an aeroplane and took him to Indraloka and he went back. So, Jagadananda was, who was there? Who told him? I don't remember. That person told him, what kind of story is this? You're going to write this story? He said, what do you have to do? This is my story, I will write in my book. What concern you have got? You keep quiet, let me write my story in my book. And he wrote the story in the book. So His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj has collected such beautiful stories, all kinds of abstract, beautiful stories in a book called Gauranga. Everybody should read this book. Start reading this book till 28, 29 of this month and you'll have such ecstasy. The book called Gauranga, with beautiful face of Gauranga on that book. And Maharaj has collected small this kind of stories from many books. So there are five main books of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. ಮನೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ, ಅಂದರೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಭಾಗವತ, ಥರ್ಡಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಂಗಲ, ದೆನ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರೋದಯ ನಾಟಿಕ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತ. ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಫೈವ್ ಮೇನ್ ವರ್ಕ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಅದರ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ವರ್ಕ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫೈವ್ ಮೇನ್ ವರ್ಕ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಫೈವ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗಲ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಯುನೀಕ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಸಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಒನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗಲ್, ಯು ಸಿ ಹಿಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗಲ್, ಸೊ ಯುವರ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅನ್ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನ್ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗಲ್ಸ್, ಅನ್ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೀಲಾಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್. So when you read one book, you don't get bored by reading another book because, oh, same story is there in this book. No, the same story may be there. It is written in different angle of perception. Like the gopis see Krishna in a different angle. Satyabhama sees Krishna with different angle. Rukmini sees differently. And Radha and Gopi see altogether differently. The same personality is viewed because of love, because of sentiment of love. The varieties of emotions are experienced by devotees, and when they write, those emotions come in that book. So he writes, oh, Vrindavan Das Thakur has written this pastime, so I will not write elaborately. And he says, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying something, so read there, read here. They're appreciating, but in the bargain, we are the benefactors, we are the beneficiaries in this matter. We get the benefit of reading all angles of their devotion. What they see, we are relishing. By their hard work, they are giving that nectar to us. So let us all take this time, because this part of our existence will not come again. How? Right now we are in Kali Yuga, we are in human body, we are in the Suvarna Yuga of Kali Yuga after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, and next time such type lifetime will not come again, where the mercy of the Lord, love of the Lord is so easily available, so easily achievable, is only at this time. This is the most unique time in our whole journey that we are doing. I don't know how many lifetimes, but so many thousands of lifetimes of journey. This is the most crucial, the most fortunate part of our journey, which will relieve us from this long journey of separation from the Lord and unite us with the Lord in love, in union with love. That is very important. We must have done yoga, we must have done jnana, we have some ashtanga, something must have been done. And we have been traveling, accumulating pious activities, pious credits. But this is the lifetime. We don't know what we have done, but for sure we are very fortunate, because Mahaprabhu's incarnation is very close by. And we are in the shade of the golden yuga after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth. Simply chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and Nityananda Prabhu is waiting for us to see a small tear in the eyes when we chant the holy name. Our life will be successful. Simply one tear sometimes comes out genuinely after chanting the holy name. We are not eligible to perform any tapasya. We don't have any capacity. We can't do one ekadashi successfully. It comes in between. For Nirjala, we are suffering. We are distressed many days before only. Okay, that day is coming, that day is coming, that day is coming. How will we survive? We can't do any tapasya. We can't acquire so much knowledge. We can't do any niyaman vrata. We can't do yajna. We can't sit for dhyan. We can't give up anything. Nothing we can do which previous ages people are doing. But in spite of all the disqualifications, still we are able to achieve what other yuga people are not able to achieve. What is not achievable by them by doing all those qualified things is achievable by us by doing nothing, simply by taking the name of the Lord. But Shraddha Matre, Shraddha Mulyena, by the value of Shraddha, with full faith when we chant the holy name, in this very lifetime, all this thing will happen, what we are speaking today. It is not simply a theory. It will happen. By the mercy of the Acharyas, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will happen. Simply, we have to be ready for that. We can't just waste our time in speculating and arguing and debating. Just give up all this debate in the mind of your mind, and take the holy name. And Lord Mahaprabhu is waiting. Please come and receive my love. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. So if there is any question, you can ask. Thank you. and take the best benefit of Mahaprabhu's lifestyle, opportunity, his appearance, make our life successful.